Volunteering at CJSF 90.1 FM is a great experience and is easy to get started. So I'll tell you a little bit about it in the hope that you reach out. As this station is run almost entirely by volunteers, you have a variety of ways to get active at CJSF. Every department can use a little bit of help. Arts and entertainment. Well, you can write and produce reviews, conduct interviews of local musicians, the music library, acquiring, organizing, reviewing, and compiling charts. Public affairs, interviewing groups, attending events, recording lectures. Public relations, postering, graphic design, and programming. You can host your own show or work on a collective. Production, audio editing, and PSA building. And once you feel comfortable, you can even volunteer to help the volunteers. So volunteer with us at CJSF 90.1. Email us at vol4cjsf@sfu.ca.
Come along, children. Now we're going to have a little music, like old times. Look, now I'll start the melody on the organ.
It's Feather Rock with Bill and Ella. It's Feather Rock and sometimes Liam. It's Feather Rock time. It's time for Feather Rock.
It is Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child, Indie Music for Indie Kids. Bill Childs with you, as I am every week. Come to you from our flagship station, KUTX 98.9. This week, we're celebrating spring, we're celebrating birds, we're celebrating your radio pal Liam's graduation from college. Gonna start it all off right here with They Might Be Giants, One Everything.
There's only one everything. Remember these words, there's only one everything. And if you go out and count up everything, it all adds up to one. There's only one everything. The last time I checked, there's only one everything. It kinda makes sense that there would only be just one, not ten, not three. If you get all the stuff together and you have not left something out, then could there still be anything left over? I'm pretty sure that means that there could not. We share the same omniverse. Please keep, we share the same omniverse. And even though you are over here and I'm there, there's just one everywhere. You got the cars, the trees, the house. There are some clouds, some birds, a monster. And when it's all too much to count up, you can put it in one pile.
Singing out your name, all the birds are singing out your name, and all the trees are blowing in the breeze, only to lean closer to you. All the butterflies are dancing in the skies, and all the fish give their tails a swish. All the trees are blowing in the breeze, only to lean closer to you. to you. We walk all day in the open wide, arm in arm, side by side. How can I say how it feels inside for me? How can I say how it feels inside for me? Singing out your name. All the trees are blowing in the breeze, only to lean closer to you.
Birds of America don't care, oh, how they look in pictures. Well, maybe sparrows. Cootie's veins was the black cap titmouse. Creeping warblers complain, but not like the screech owl. If they'd been alive to see themselves drawn, what would they have to say about John James Audubon? Other creatures would be flattered to see themselves in books, postcards, and calendars. But birds are fickle, fancy fellows. A canary will take you to court over a shade of yellow. If they've been allowed to critique his work, would his name still be synonymous with birds? Gray-crowned purple finch take offense? Or the least peewee flycatcher be incensed? Can't you see Bonaparte's gull there winged to his breast? We've all seen vireos and bobolinks bothered by less. Never a man to hunt birds for sport. Audubon still ate some birds of America after he finished up their portraits.
Grandpa feeds the birds in the winter. Birds gotta eat too, he says. He brought brand new lumber for the job, and we built 3 bird feeders and a birdhouse. He let me help. He had the plans in his mind, and each one looked different. The birdhouse looked like a little tiny motel. It was Grandpa's idea. He said, let's make it up like the Starlight Motel there in Dixon. We had a postcard showing the actual motel, so it was easy enough to copy the design. Grandpa did most of the building and put me in charge of the painting. We fixed up a little slant-top building with 9 units and a starlight sign sticking up off the roof. I painted it to look like the real motel. We drilled holes where the doors went so the birds could slip in. Grandpa said if he would know which room he'd like to check into. Second from the end, he said, beneath the color TV sign. That's the one for me. Said he imagined that'd be the room with the best view. Of course, it didn't make a bit of sense. The windows were all just painted on. The only view they'd have was whatever they'd notice sliding in and out the door holes. Grandpa said if the birds could read, we'd print them up some little brochures and probably book up the whole motel the first weekend. Turned out great. We fixed it up on a pole and set it up at the back end of the yard next to the garden shed. The feeders weren't quite so fancy. But they had little roofs on the top to keep the seeds dry and perching areas for the crowds of birds. We shaped them all just about the same, but each one was painted up entirely different. Not with pictures or anything, just painted up in bright colors we imagined might seem appealing to the birds. We hung them in the first 3 fir trees near the house. Didn't take long for the birds to find out about them. Grandpa made sure of that. He put out raisins for the mockingbirds. They're the chattiest birds going, he said. They'll be sure to tell it around that we got the feeders up. They spread the news all right. Within a week, it seemed like every bird in the county was taking supper in our yard. We watched them out the living room window. Hungry birds by the dozens hopped up and down our lawn waiting for a turn at the feeder. Mama said if it kept up, we'd need to take reservations. She said we'd only allow in the ones that had telephoned ahead. Instead, Grandpa just made two more feeders. That gave us five in all. And every morning, Grandpa refilled each one. Bird, we'd say. He'd trudge around the yard with his big bag of seeds. Some mornings, I'd help him. Sometimes Iris would go. Grandpa never missed a day. Gracie said she thought the birds all smiled when they saw him coming. I'm not sure they didn't. We kept a list of the birds we saw. Mama knew most of them already. The ones we didn't know, we'd look up in a big picture book. Iris made a folder out of school paper and drew in pictures of the birds she knew. She colored in the pictures and wrote down a sentence about each one. Generally, the sentence never gave away much information. Mostly, she said things like, "The cardinal is red." But the pictures were beautiful, and Grandpa always said that if he ever came across about two dozen new picture frames, he'd frame up each one of them and turn his bedroom into an art gallery.
So we have baby robins on our front porch. They were hatched about a week ago, and they're really, really cute. So I've been thinking about songs about birds, and I've also been thinking about songs about Liam, your radio pal Liam, who is graduating this weekend from college, which is bonkers. And so I was thinking about a drawing he did of about my late dad, about him both feeding the birds and battling the squirrels. So we heard that song, Jad and David Fair, Grandpa Feeds the Birds, because he did. Diddle Diddle D's did Birds of America Don't Care, Oh, Cat Dorman did All the Birds. Start off with They Might Be Giants, Won Everything. Speaking of your radio pal Liam, this is a song that I've always had very strongly associated with him. He used it as the music bed for a video of his birth, and it's just Justin Roberts, All Eyes on You.
So soft and light,
so burning bright, so arms that cling, makes my heart sing. All eyes on you, all eyes on you, all eyes on you, all eyes on you.
That's just a little bit of Radio Pallium playing the bass clarinet song that we're going to call AOT. It was part of his senior capstone project at McAllister College, where he just graduated. It's pretty good, right? Another pretty good musician, Adrian Quesada here. Song is Spirits.
Thank you. I'll eat any time of day. From dawn till sunset, I'll never walk away. From blueberry pancakes, from blueberry pancakes. Measure the flour and the water, then we crack the eggs. Stir out all the lumps and the berries, then the batter's made. For blueberry pancakes, blueberry pancakes. We put them in a pan, then you toss them in the air. You flip them up high, blueberries in the sky. Toss them in the air, you flip them up high, blueberries in the sky. Saturday morning, I'm the first one out of bed. I wake my family and we lay out a delicious spread. A blueberry pancakes, blueberry pancakes. We take our time at the table, talk about the weekend ahead. With bellies full and content, we're heavy as lead. Blueberry pancakes, blueberry pancakes. We put them in a pan, then you toss them in the air. You flip them up high, blueberries in the sky.
birds. Not the easiest deal ever heard. If I tell them secrets I have learned, they'll teach me to sing without words.
Birds from the late Morgan Taylor, performing as Gustavo Yellow Gold. Such a guy, such a great guy, such a great musician, such a great performer, such a great songwriter. It is Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child, and friends, we're at the point in the show when I need your help. Here is what's going to happen. I'm going to ask you if you have a question. You're going to say yes. I'm then going to ask you what that question is, and you're going to yell as loudly as you can, so loudly I can hear you all the way here in the studio. You're going to yell, "Are you prepared to rock?" Okay, got it? Cool. Hey, everybody, do you have a question for me? You do, excellent. What is that question? I am, in fact, prepared to rock, but first, advice from They Might Be Giants.
Prepare to rock. Don't spare the rock now. Phil, Ella, sometimes they rock, rock, rock. Don't spare the rock. Rock, rock, rock. This is a partial list of the things that you've got to be. First on the list for small consideration is the thing we call the rock. Second on the list is a rock child, a child that's been fully prepared. Prepare to rock. Don't spare the rock. Prepare to rock. Don't spare the rock now. Bill, Ella, sometimes they rock.
You told me you were prepared to rock, and therefore we are going to rock with four songs that your radio pal Liam particularly likes. We're going to start off with Arc Welder, Freebird.